We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
It's 20th day of January. It's already, we're already 20 days in. My goodness, what has happened? And my guest this morning is DJ Paganoni. DJ, this is your second trip back to Songs That Move You, so apparently you didn't get scared away last time.
I guess not, you know, and I was honored that you asked again. I was like, well, I apparently didn't do a horrible job the
you
first time.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
You were my most prepared guest.
Well, and I can tell you that I'm probably not as prepared, at least on, you know, organization today. But we're going to see where we get to. I think it's going to be good.
Well, you not being prepared is like over-prepared for everybody else, though,
that's,
right?
That's a fair assessment. Yes, sir.
That's right. All right, folks, we're glad you're here with us this morning. And it is a big day in the United States today.
It is.
Is Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday.
And for us being in Memphis, I think that's a little bit more impactful and kind of affects the families, lives, people. We wouldn't be the city of Memphis we are today without that.
That's right. Absolutely. So whatever you're going to do today, take a moment and think about Dr. King's legacy because, you know, if people didn't say those things out loud, if people didn't put themselves on the line for what's right, if people weren't folks of goodwill.
Progress is uncomfortable in moments in our history.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, we're gonna start off. What is your first what's your first pick this
morning?
So
the first song was directly influenced by the day.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, you know, we were discussing what day I could come on, and I looked and I said, you know, Martin Luther King Day is the day I don't have to work, so I'm going to spend some time with Willie. And then I started putting the list together and said, you know, Martin Luther King Day is a big day for Memphis. You know, I feel like civil rights, human rights, if you're not treating people the right way, just as good human beings, what are you doing with yourself?
That's right.
So today is a special day, and we're going to start with Bill Withers' Lovely Day.
I love this song. Here we go.
Sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Yeah. scared of me. Always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be
a beautiful song.
Man, it doesn't get much better than Bill Withers, you know. It's a lovely day. Folks, I hope you are starting your week off right. I know you're starting your week off right because you're here with us today.
Yeah. And for some of you that were slow rolling out of bed because maybe you're not having to go to school, not having to go to work today, hopefully that was a good song to wake up to.
That's right. That's a great song. I love that. All right, folks. We were just talking. DJ Pagnoni's here with me today. I told him I'm a DJ in training. He's a real DJ.
Yeah, I'm by name, not profession, but I have my moments.
You know, you do.
I do some high school basketball games and things like that.
Yeah, and you used to do all the backstage announcing.
Of course,
we would do shows all over the country.
You know,
and stuff.
I tell my kids because a lot of things. I'm part of a podcast right now that I do as part of my job, and then I do voiceover announcing and things like that for sporting events, and they're like asking, Dad, how'd you get into this kind of stuff, and your name comes up. And I said, you know, I'm better
if that idiot Willie could do it.
No, I can do it. This is not just because I'm here with you and to butter you up or anything like that, but I was like, this was a gentleman who I would have an idea and I would have, you know, want to do things, and he gave me confidence to say, heck yeah, boy, try it.
Oh, man. Well, that means the world to me. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And you've been so successful, and you're a good guy.
Thank you.
A good dad and a good husband.
Thank you.
All right. Well, tell you what. We're going to talk about TikTok in a few minutes. We're going to do the TikTok summit that DJ and I have talked about a little bit here. But let's go on to the next song on your list. What are you thinking?
Yeah, so just kind of talking about you know, the first time I was on here, I took a super deep dive and what are the songs that have to, you know, remember myself and my life by. This one I kind of took a different perspective, and you know, I felt like a lot of people, it's January, you might be deciding that you made some New Year's resolutions, you want to start the year off right. 2025 is a year that I feel like I'm prepared to have one of my best years.
Yeah.
In my heart and in my soul, I feel like I'm blessed and fortunate, but this is going to be a great year. So I've kind of developed certain tracks that get me going in the morning. And several of these, you know, Bill Withers.
Yeah, right.
If I'm groggy, getting to work, you know, just trying to kind of wake myself up, that lifts me up. And there's some other tracks here that kind of do the same for me.
That's great.
But this next one is by Pink Floyd. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about our backgrounds, you and I, work we've done. And I remember the first time we were talking about like 4K cameras when those were coming out,
The
Red camera and stuff like that. I'd always liked this song, but somebody over in kind of the West Coast of, you know, more in Mesa and Phoenix, Arizona, they had done some incredible footage in 4K and did a time lapse of kind of like the global rotation and the moon and the sun and everything. And it was some of the first footage I ever personally saw that was 4K, and it was set to Pink Floyd, Learning to Fly.
Oh, cool.
And forever, that just gives me chills. So let's go with that one.
Here we go.
else. Can't keep my eyes from the circling sky. Tongue-tied and twisted, just an earthbound disbelief.
Nobody does like Pink Floyd. What do you say?
Yeah, and I'll encourage everybody. What is it? They called it Mosh, but then they went back to Pink Palace here.
Yes, right.
So they still do the Pink Floyd laser light show.
Oh,
there.
They do. Okay.
And it's the whole Dark Side of the Moon. They play the album.
Yeah.
If that's your thing and you've never experienced it, I encourage you to check it out.
It's very cool.
It is.
We went there. They invited us. And this is a few years ago, 5 or 6 years ago, when they redid the planetarium.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, and they had a Beatles thing there that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's great. I love stuff like that. It just kind of brings out the kid in you, right?
We were talking about TikTok earlier.
Yes, we were. And, you know, I'm a big TikTok fan. Maybe you didn't know that, my audience.
There you go.
But I tell you what, I have learned more stuff on TikTok.
Exactly. Me too, man.
And what do people always say when you tell them that you
watch
TikTok?
So when I'll tell somebody, you know, kind of in my same age range or whatever, and I'll be like, I saw this on TikTok. You're on TikTok? Why are you watching that? And I'm like, it's not just all the dances and all that. And right. There's some good community and information there if you give it a chance.
Yeah. Well, and the good thing about TikTok, and I think people who don't do it, they don't realize this, but you curate your own experience.
Your algorithm is kind of based on what you decide that you like.
That's right. I see a lot of like independent artists, mm-hmm. and I see a lot of writers on there. Lots of great recipes, and then just stupid funny stuff.
Oh, I've learned so much about like home repair and things like that. Right. Like, did you know you can do this or did you know that? Right. And I was like, feel like I'm a more educated person just from other people sharing their knowledge.
And people, you know, I love kind of the off the grid stuff. People live in the mountains. You know, in Montana or Idaho or something like that, and just kind of living the way they want to live and figuring out how to do things without having electricity, without having plumbing.
We take
like
some
that.
Of those things for granted when you realize you have to kind of work and make it work for yourself off the grid. It's a little tough, but
that's right.
It's admirable.
That's right. Yeah. So I hope TikTok stays around.
I hope so. So, you know, we had that window. It went down on Sunday night and then it came back not too long after.
I know.
Or I guess it was Saturday night into Sunday. So, you know, I support, you know, the thought process of where our politicians are trying to be on it. But at the same time, I'm one of the people, and I like to be on the creative community side of that. And I hope we get to the right place.
Absolutely. And a lot of people make their livings on TikTok, too. And, and you have to be aware of that.
I couldn't make no money off TikTok.
Well, me either.
Nobody wants to see me.
I don't think anybody would pay to see me on there yapping. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR. We're 91.7 on your dial, and we're glad you're here with us this morning, January 20th, 2025.
That's weird to say 2025.
I know.
And it's weird that January is like we're already in
the
backstretch of it.
I know. It's crazy. All right, DJ Paganoni, what you got for me?
So I'm going to change up a little bit of our list here.
Okay.
And go one.
Yeah.
So my favorite movie.
Yeah.
Absolute favorite movie. Yeah. And, you know, you and I can talk movies. We'd be here till the sun went down.
Right.
Is Dazed and Confused.
Uh-huh.
You know, I love just the visuals of that. It's a timepiece representing the 70s.
Right.
I always kind of felt personally like I was born a little too late, you know.
Oh, okay.
My wife's heard me say that many times. I was like, you know, that 70s kind of around the bicentennial, 76, in those years, I was like, the cars, the clothes, the vibes.
Right.
I feel like that's something I kind of missed out on. I was a little too young during that time, you know. And the big song, when I hear this song, I think of that movie. And, you know, everybody in my house is tired of me watching that movie over. But it's Fog Hat, Slow Ride.
Here we go.
Slow ride.
right. You know what? We're going to duck out of this because it probably has another 4 minutes.
That's a long song right
there. It is a long song. It's a good song, man. I love that song. Slow Ride.
I mean, can't you see yourself in like an old 68 Chevelle rolling to that song? I mean, that feels right.
I had an El Camino.
So my father had an El Camino.
I remember you telling me that.
And I don't want to – I guess I'll put it out in the universe, but – there's a good chance before I die, I'll probably have a 71 El Camino.
Oh, that'd be cool, man.
I've looked at them too much, and that's probably going to happen.
There you go. Okay. Folks, if you see him driving down the street in El Camino, just think, I remember when he said that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's out to the universe now. it's coming your way, man. Magnetically coming your way. All right. Well, folks, we hope you're having a good start to your week. It is cold outside.
It is a little too cold for my liking.
I'm telling you, this is Memphis. It's not supposed to be 14 degrees.
So all of you people, when it's August and you're going, I can't take this heat. This is horrible. This is what you asked for.
Right. Yeah, so go ahead, walk outside for the next few minutes. Well, wait till 10 o'clock and then you can walk outside.
Get a little bit of sunlight.
You got to listen to us for the next few minutes. All right, what is your next song that moves you?
So the next one's going to stay in that 70s era.
Uh-huh.
Todd Rundgren, and, you know, I know you mentioned him in your book.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You know, and this is one of my favorite songs. When I saw this was on your list, I thought, yes.
This is why we're friends, brother.
There you go, man. Here we go. This is, I guess, from about 1972.
It is.
Or something.
You know, one cool thing, that 70s show, they kind of bookended the series with, like, one of the first scene, or the, I think it was the ending of the pilot, and then the ending of the last episode, they kind of used this song to just kind of set those moments and everything. But Hello, It's Me, that's a good one.
Here we go.
Okay. Wait a minute, give me a break a second. Two, three, one, two, three, one, a two, a one, two, three.
Cause I'd never want.
Todd Rundgren. I'm telling you, talk about it. It doesn't get much better than that, right?
It's funny. I guess you can kind of, you ask somebody, what songs do you think of with Todd Rundgren? You're like, what's your go-to on that? And that can tell you a lot about that person.
That's right. That's right. Oh, beautiful stuff. And the great thing is he played most of the instruments on all of his stuff, you know. And I like the beginning of that. That particular cut was a remastered cut, I think, from 2015, and it has the beginning. And it just kind of shows you how people make records. They're not perfect.
And I'm not trying to diminish any of the music that's made today, but I don't feel like we have that instrument accompaniment in a lot of the stuff you see as much today that has the depth that those tracks
have.
That's
right. They got them. All right. Well, tell you what. I hope you're warm this morning. I hope you're not out having to dig a ditch or be anywhere out here blowing leaves.
If you can avoid this wind and this weather, please do.
That's right. Stay inside if you can, or just stay warm. But we're glad you're with us this morning. I want to give a shout out to Youth Villages.
Yeah.
Youth Villages is the sponsor of my show.
That's incredible.
Isn't that great?
That's great.
I'm telling you, and they have been doing wonderful, wonderful work here in Memphis for I don't know how many years. I should know how many years, but like 50-ish years.
Yeah.
You know, and really, you know, stepping up for our community and doing it in some ways that, you know, that's tough.
It is. It's work that I don't think everybody understands the amount, the ripple effect, I guess I should say,
exactly.
That, you know, the amount they're spending with young people, kind of helping them become better people.
I know. And people need some direction, and they certainly do that.
Yeah, I met the CEO of Youth Villages in Arlington a couple years back, and, you know, his heart was in the right place, and, you know, he it wasn't just a we do this. He was a walk-the-walk, talk-the-talk kind of guy.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. All right. Folks, my guest is DJ Paganoni, the real DJ.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Not the fake DJ. And we're talking about the songs that move him. Mm. What have we got next?
So next, this is kind of a funny story, and my wife's heard me tell it a couple times, but when I was young, you know, I don't know if kids still go to like skating places, roller skating
that.
But that was a common like, oh, so-and-so's got a birthday party. We're going to this. I couldn't skate for anything, you know. When rollerblades came out, I could kind of do that.
Yeah.
You know, that was a different thing. But I'd come home bruised trying to roller skate. But it was about being with friends and stuff like that.
Sure.
And I remember I thought the guy who did the music there was the coolest guy in the
really?
World.
Really? Yeah.
I was like, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, you know, the DJ. I could be DJ the DJ at the roller skating rink.
Man.
How cool would that be?
Yes.
And this song, I've always loved this song. It kind of puts me in a good mood. But it's always, every time I hear it, it's like, ladies and gentlemen, in excess, never tear us apart, couple skate.
Oh, is that, hang on. I didn't get it. Where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. Now I found it.
No, I'm sorry. If I
here we go. Give me another. Say that again. Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time for a couple skate.
Don't ask me what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from empty tears. I told you
that we could fly. 'Cause we all have wings, but some of us don't know why. I was standing, you were there. Could never, ever tear us apart.
That's a great song, man, and yeah. I can just see people skating to that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's Couples Skate.
Couples Skate.
I love this. All right. Well, we are plowing through your list here, man. These are some good songs here.
They are. These are a track that I keep on the Spotify in my car.
And, yeah.
You know, just something to listen to and kind of get through the day.
Oh, man, yes, I have so many lists, and I've saved everybody's, all my guests' lists, so I'm getting like...
You got quite the catalog at 50, this point.
50 a year, you know, and I'm coming up on, I guess it'll be 3 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah, that come in, you know, and they haven't kicked me off the air or anything yet.
I think you got a fan base at this point, brother.
Well, I hope so, and I tell you, I get so many... so many good messages from people who enjoy the show. And I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. It's a good thing. Always remember, this is Volunteer Radio, and we are here because we love doing it, and we love playing music. Some things I'm sure you've heard many times. Some things maybe you haven't. And giving you some, maybe a little new direction for some music.
And I encourage you, if you do not currently donate to WYXR, take that opportunity. It's in the big picture. It's not that much money, and it supports a great, you know, group of people.
I want to thank you for donating.
Yeah, man.
I know you are a member, and I appreciate that. So, folks, if you want to be a member, go to WYXR.org online and become a sustaining member, or you can just, you know, make a one-time donation, whatever. It's very easy to do, and if you have the means, we would love for you to do it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, let's keep moving with DJ Paganoni's cuts this morning.
Yeah. Next one up, you know, we were talking earlier just about kind of that depth of instruments in certain tracks.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't see that as much now. You know, yeah. I was looking through these. I started to bring you a lot of Megan Thee Stallion and Glorilla.
Oh, but okay.
I didn't know if that was going to be your right for your audience. You know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe so. My wife listens to those.
Oh, yeah. At the sports games I do, those are very popular.
Oh,
We have clean versions of everything you can imagine.
All right.
But a song that I've always loved, there's a few movies that have done some pretty impressive trailers with this song by Electric Light Orchestra.
Right.
And I don't even know how you 10538 Overture. I've always just looked at it. I've never had to say
the
name.
Yeah, me either. I've never had to say it.
But this is a great track, and it just feels like a good groove.
All right, here we go. We'll be right back. right. ELO doing 105.38. Is that right?
I guess, man. You know.
Well, how about 10,538? We could call it a number of things.
I bet there's
folks.
A story behind that number that we just don't even know.
We need to call Jeff Lynn and see if he'll get on the phone with us.
Sounds like a great reason to.
That's right. Hey, Jeff, how do you say this? Where are you now? I know it must be early or late. Something. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and I'm going to tell you we're on for about another 15 minutes. I'm here with DJ Paganoni, my buddy for many years.
Oh, yeah.
And David is in here. He is getting everything cranked up.
He's ready to go.
He's got it synced up. David is not messing around today, folks. And I think we're going to hear a new show intro. Is that correct?
I hope so.
Okay,
that's in the plans.
I saw the other day online that David and his buddy had recorded a new intro.
Yeah,
so,
we'll
yeah, okay.
A little teaser, a little plug.
Yeah, hey, always. All right, DJ, what have we got next?
Next one, I'm not even going to set it up that much because this is just a good song and it speaks for itself. Rolling Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right. Man, what a song. I tell you, that song really kind of defined a generation, mm-hmm. and that was my generation.
Again, I think I was supposed to be your generation.
That's right.
Kind of an old soul, I guess.
Yes, you are. You should have been born in 1950.
Hey, we could have been buddies, man. Well, at least we're buddies now.
We're buddies now. That's right. All right, folks, you're listening to Songs That Move You on WYXR, and we're glad you're here. Stick around. David's got some things ready to rock, and I bet you he's going to play some Dylan. How about it?
Today is the 50th anniversary of Blood on the Tracks.
Today Ooh. Is the 50th anniversary of Blood on the Tracks, so I'm thinking we're going to hear something off that record. Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff. So stick around for the new Soft Shoe show coming on in 10 minutes. That's cool. DJ Paganoni, what do we got, man?
All right. We'll keep rolling down the list here. Duran Duran's Ordinary World. This song to me, you know, we live in interesting times, I guess I should say, you know, and I just encourage everybody to be your best self, know what you're looking for in life. I think I shared with you, you know, 2025 is, I feel like it's a year that I've been priming for, not just myself, but my family, and just making sure everybody's living a full life, getting what they want to out of it. And that's kind of important to me, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. So, Ordinary World.
Ordinary World. That's a great song, man.
Yeah.
I hope a lot of people will think about their world as we move through the week.
You know, today's Martin Luther King Day. That's a big impactful thing.
That's right.
We're inaugurating president today.
Yes.
It's a big year.
It really is a big year. A lot of things are going to happen this year. And so, folks, no matter what happens, just always understand that you have options, you have choices. And the best thing you can do is just stand up for what you believe in and keep that going.
That's great advice.
All right. DJ Paganoni, man, it's so good to see you.
Yes, sir.
And I thank you so much for being here today. We're going to have to slide on down the road here. What have we got to go out on?
Well, you know, I want to say thank you for having me. This has been great.
Well, will you come back?
Oh, of course.
All right.
You can always call me, man. But we were talking before the show, talking about your book. Mm-hmm. And if nobody's read it, I encourage you to do so. But I love talking with you so much that there was no chance I was going to read it. It was going to have to be an audiobook. I wanted to hear it from the mouth of Willie Beard himself, one of the best storytellers I've ever met in my lifetime.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So, and I appreciate your $14 you spent on the Audible.
You're welcome, man.
All right.
Make sure you have some lunch that day.
Yeah, there you go.
But my last track, Fleetwood Mac. Again, you see a lot of these that are kind of floating in the 70s and things like that. But I kind of had to narrow it down. It got to two songs. It was Hold Me or Little Lies.
Oh, yeah. Both great songs.
Both are my favorites. Yeah. And I ultimately one had to win out the others, and I went with Little Lies. So a great song by Fleetwood Mac.
Great. See you next week.
Thanks, guys.